Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Howdy doody do. It is the Permission Granted podcast to avoid one last punishment on the way out the door. On a wild, wild week here on the DA show. One might argue the wildest of weeks. This is Mraz for the time being. This says Andrew Bogish. Bogey, how are you?
I'm okay, Sean. How are you, more importantly?
Better now.
Good.
I don't know why. I feel so much more comfortable right now in this separate studio talking to you and doing a PGP than I did throughout the 4 hours of Wednesday's, let's just find quote, emotional DA show.
Yes, it was, there's a lot going on. I guess I didn't do my part in the emotions, but I was too distracted by Pete overwhelmed.
Honestly, you were the MVP of Wednesday's show.
I mean, Pete, I was not in any way. We're going on the air. So this is 5:59 Wednesday morning, and Pete gets in the intercom of my ear and goes, I'm going to mention this on the show, but for now, between you and I, bawling the entire way in this morning. And I look up, thinking he's going to have this like sarcastic smile on his face, but he was already like choking back tears.
He basically wouldn't say hello to me.
Yeah.
So full disclosure, anybody who happens to be clicking on this on the podcast feed before we're listening, yes, I am leaving the DA show at the end of July. My first day, whatever that week of July 24th is, I will be over locally on WFAN in a move, elected by the company. It is a promotion for me. For sure. Even if my own name is, it's not like you're going to be tuning into the Mraz show. I'm going to be with Evan Roberts and Tiki Barber, but neither here nor there. The company valued me and believes that it is of extreme value to not only me, but the company to be in this spot. So with that, unfortunately, I would have to leave the show. Otherwise, quite frankly, I will never see my family if I'm doing mornings and afternoons every day.
You'd be doing the hours that partially led the guy you're helping replace to leave the show because he was working morning and afternoon separately.
Right. And the DA's already had some ideas to workshop, and we will work through this. I think it's still kind of stunning to all of us that I will be leaving the show. But in some way, shape, or form, I don't think you've heard the last of me, but you've certainly heard the last of me on an everyday, four-hour basis on the DA show, or you will at the end of July. Whether that means football picks or something else along those lines.
Yeah.
Shows where I come back, here or there. I don't know. We'll figure that all out.
I mean, really, it sounded Wednesday morning like DA's more concerned with Bob's Bar show than you specifically.
Well, yeah.
So if you just say, hey, you can use my backyard, maybe we'll leave you alone for the other 364 days a year.
But on that note, I guess that's where we should start too, right? Because it almost sucks that if this news didn't happen, this full PGP would have been a Bob's Bar breakdown. And perhaps we need to still do that with DA at some point. But that's like the shame of it, right? We do this Friday, and then this weekend all hell breaks loose. DA has to come in Monday, meets with bosses. Obviously, I had various phone calls and stuff surface this weekend and Monday, and by Monday night was basically, that's it. You know, come in 4 o'clock tomorrow.
I think I missed you Monday coming back into the building, right?
Yeah, and that was the other part. Some people might have questioned, why, when I popped up on the stream on Tuesday from home, why is Mraz, home? Oh, being lazy. No, the idea was, and that was by management, I had to be here for 4 o'clock for an announcement, in which, by the way, the company also pranked me and said everybody was wearing suits, and I wore a suit.
And I was listening live, and I tried to get you into more trouble. I texted Evan Roberts, that's his one suit.
Oh, no, that was told.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So that whole thing happened. But it was also very odd because they do this announcement because the company wanted to make it a big deal and announce who was going to be on every show, and some stuff had leaked out to certain media outlets. But as a result, what ends up being a punishment is, at least for you, the listeners listening to this podcast, is that by virtue of my announcement that I would be joining there, the DA show listeners, you know, were left for a night to wonder, wait a minute, is he really gone? Am I leaving? And all of his stuff before I could address them. Like, I didn't have the opportunity to address the DA show listeners before they found out, like, I couldn't end it with it. And you're going to find out where I'm going soon. It was, by the way, you heard me, you saw these tweets and everything, I'm gone, see ya. So that part of it was a little rough. So, but with the Bob's Bar thing, you know, obviously we did a show, and in many ways, looking back, it looks like a farewell party without us knowing it, you know?
Yeah. And I've been thinking, I don't know, part of me thinks it would have been better had we known and it was official and we could have had an actual goodbye party. But I also think the show was so good on Friday.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have gotten the same goodness if we knew it was that you were going.
And on that point, I'm happy we did, because you talked about, Pete told you he bawled his eyes out the whole ride in. I had kind of an emotional interaction with Shep at, you know,
I can't get over this.
The crack of dawn this morning. And I really didn't know driving in on Wednesday what it would be like emotionally, because we kind of threw this together. DA was going to join us early and then late. But, I mean, it was so emotional. I almost wonder, can we even be emotional the final week of the show? We all end up wearing our hearts on the sleeves, which I think is a good thing. You shouldn't have to hide emotion or anything like that. But I was not expecting right off the bat when DA was talking. I started to lose. I'm like, are you kidding me? I really thought I wasn't going to cry at all today. Are you kidding me? I kept saying. And then Pete has the video that I think might be viral by the end of the day of clicking the pen, which if you haven't seen it at CBS Sports Radio, and
usually that
almost
pen
made me feel bad for how much I've crushed Pete over the years.
Well,
and in this room.
Yeah, and that pen, though, usually clicks in anger at you. Like, that's him, I'm not going to say something mean, not going to say something mean, click, 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 click. And today was like, I can't talk, I'm so sad, click, 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 click.
Yeah. So, just incredible. So, again, we will have time for more goodbyes and hopefully a lot of laughs and a lot of reminiscing. But it's going to be an end of an era for sure. But, you know, again, this is partially, I guess, would be my worry with whatever my role is in kind of parachuting back in when I can to the DA show is whoever is the next to take my seat, I wish the best of luck to. And I think there's a chance we don't know who that is by the time I leave, I think, but who knows? Because they're going to go through an interview process and everything.
Right.
But I certainly do not want to feel like I'm casting a shadow with my presence over that person. They should be allowed to thrive because, honestly, you know, who knows how many years, like, that person, because of how DA operates and the show operates, has the opportunity to fall forward and right. rise to the prominence that I rose to, just because that's what DA in this show has given me the opportunity. It should give somebody else the opportunity. So I never want to cast a shadow on that person.
The problem is, though, that you do, because, you, like as DA said on the show Wednesday, there isn't another you. You're the only person that is that does what you do. And
which I guess is a good thing, but also sounds insulting.
Well, no, it's not. It's not. You, what, you, like,
only you, he could poop his pants.
You've had argued and have had to fight for and, like, define what your job is. Like, that's been an actual conversation between you and bosses, like, I'm this, I'm not that, as, right. as you roll your eyes.
It's so true.
Like, I don't know what to call you, but whatever your job is, you're the best at it. And you may, and like, it's maybe the only job of its kind in our whole industry. So
that's true.
Whoever takes that spot in any, and my guess is it's not going to be a carbon copy of you. It can't be. So whoever takes that job and puts his or her own spin on it is always going to be compared to you. This, I don't like being nice to you, but this is like the, you don't want to be the person that replaces the guy. You want to replace the guy who replaced the guy.
Right.
And no, that's like that. These are literally and figuratively big shorts to fill.
So obviously my at home part of this is going to change, right? Like, just to give you a little insight into my home life, my wife generally works till about 5 o'clock or so. I pick up the kids from daycare between the 2 and 3 o'clock hour after getting done here. Either I time find a workout, grab a nap if I can, whatever. My life now changes where I'm not going to be leaving work until 7 p.m. every night or 6:30 p.m. every night. I'm going to be taking a railroad ride, not a car. So I am going to be with my kids now more in the morning because I'm rarely going to see them at night. So as a result, whether that's eventually dropping them at daycare or whatever, I'm going to become a DA show listener just like
right.
all of you are, which is kind of amazing and kind of unique because this is my favorite morning show. So I will not be somebody that's like, I don't work there anymore. This is going to be my morning show of choice that I will listen to. So I am one thing I can tell you I'm excited from that point of view is I don't know what bits I was a part of that will continue. I can't imagine a DA show universe without Canadian Bacon.
It sounds like DA wants you to host like every other Wednesday.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, look, I don't know, man. I don't. By the way, this would be the real irony. Now DA wants me to be fully named a co-host.
Right, exactly. So, like, the leverage. Canadian Bacon has to continue.
Yeah.
But, like, the football food of the week maybe doesn't because...
Yeah. I mean, unless there's a world where I am, you know, there's always a picks competition.
That's what you do.
Maybe it's me versus Nuke. I don't know. And right. maybe that's not for that. Maybe there is a world where that exists. Yeah. Those are so far down the line, and I don't want to force myself on anything.
It sounds like you're going to say no to things because DA is not going to let you go. You have to turn him down more often than
certainly.
Not.
Certainly. And look, just the logistics are it is going to be impossible for me to take part in a lot.
Right.
Just based on my wife is going to be altering her work schedule as a result to make sure she's home earlier to pick up the kids and stuff. There's just dynamics at work that are going to change in my home life that, unfortunately, even if I wanted to, are going to make me unavailable 5 days a week to do this stuff.
Of course.
So what bits, as we said, thrive and die, I don't know. But what I am excited for is I'm sure by the birth of a new personality on the show, there will be new stuff. And isn't that exciting?
Right.
Like, I find that to be exciting as a listener of the show. We are about to operate in a world where, sure, you might miss some of the stuff I brought to the table, but there's a whole new world of untapped new stuff that we're uneven aware exists yet. It's like, you know, waking up from a coma and finding out the iPhone happened.
Yeah. You know, the Fresh Prince came up on the show Wednesday because of the ridiculous sweatshirt thing that Boyle was wearing. But now it reminds me, they changed Aunt Viv after season one of Fresh Prince, and the show went on.
Yeah.
Now, you've been here for more than 1 year. You're a bigger character than Aunt Viv.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
But they survived that and thrived after that. I'm assuming right. our version of the Fresh Prince of Bell Radio will be fine with a new Aunt Viv.
And DA mentioned that I'm his longest tenured like producer colleague there. But like DA's had a whole career way before me. He just has.
Did he though?
But I say this because, like, you've had a career before me, long time.
You said I don't have a career, so don't go back on that.
All busting chops. But the point is, I mean, I would love to gloss myself and pat myself on the back. The DA show is going to be an excellent show without me, and one I think is again going to thrive. So I'm excited to hear it from that point of view and be a listener and maybe just interact. Maybe you know, maybe I'm dry pork on Twitter. I have a burner, and I'm just
like
following the show that way.
Fat back 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. But real quickly, because we should give it its props, what was your favorite moment from Bob's Bar?
I said Tuesday's show that meeting Moist Pork was my number one, he was my favorite person to meet. I can't get over people wanting to meet me.
It's like bizarre, isn't it?
I don't get it. And I hope I never,
because
never
often,
get over it.
Yeah, oftentimes you go to homes where they don't even want to send them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that anybody made any effort and... Again, Randy in Alabama, because he was him.
I think he just asked me again if he was annoying me.
He told me 8 times that I'm a celebrity to him, which is sad for him, but also flattering for me as well. I can't process that people actually care that much to come hang out with us.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. We're talking about and joking about like vacation time with my last month here and how all stuff shapes up. All of you that came out, and for those who didn't, who wish they could come out, but you know, just either couldn't get off of work, travel, whatever. It costs you money to get to West Babylon, Long Island. It costs, I'm assuming a lot of you, vacation time from work.
Right.
To get to West Babylon, Long Island.
Some left your integrity there.
It's unbelievable that, and thankful that you guys care that much, and that's the beauty of the show. And I think that's, again, you know, as we combine the two things, part of why I got broken up and emotional is because I get that and I respect that. And that feeling is unmatched. So I'm glad all of you that came and had a great time. And you're right. I mean, that's a great moment. The amount of pictures you take and all of that. My least favorite moment is still going to be the belch because I didn't expect it to be that gross. Part of me still wishes we had Pete asking bathroom attendant or playing bathroom attendant. I won't let go of that dream.
Well, again, if Pete wants any kind of promotion
post
you, that's what he has to do. That's part of his process. Maybe everybody has an individual thing to go through, and his would have to be the bathroom attendant at Citi Field.
Yeah, got to get in there. We got to do that. I low-key loved Katie Linendoll on site because she was just, she has always come in studio and been like the crazy one with us.
Yes.
And then she showed up to this event and was like, I'm not at this level of crazy. And
no.
I think she's still in hiding wondering, what did I witness?
Yeah, I mean, she's been hosting some kind of like tech convention. Yeah. So she's gone back to her regular world where she's the fan, like she's important and fancy and talented, and everyone around her is dressed correctly and
right.
has a career and is far more intelligent than any of us. And I think she needed it because Friday morning shook her. I was the last one I think that saw her as she left. And she Irish goodbye'd because she didn't know what to do.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, and you guys made that possible. So, look, the future of Bob's Bar, we'll get into all that later on, DA. Obviously, it's an important event. We're the ones pushing it. So we'll figure out how that can continue in some capacity, I guess, you know, but there needs to be a listener event, I think, every year for the DA show and stuff like that. And maybe that's just it. Maybe I'm the listener that's attending. Maybe I'm the one running up to Katie for a picture like Moist Pork. Maybe I'll be barreling over Moist and Shlomo to make sure I get my pictures. Maybe I'll be the one asking you for a picture.
Probably not.
But we'll see. But either way, I am a mental puddle. I love you all, and we're going to say I love you four more times between here and now. I've seen, if I haven't answered a lot of your tweets directly, Instagram DMs directly, I've gotten overwhelmed over the past 24 hours, mostly good. I will try to get to everybody back individually, but it's just been insanity from that aspect. But I thank you to all reaching out. Thank you, everybody that came to Bob's Bar. And let's just have fun this next month. And honestly, for all those, you know, why am I getting no sports? Sports be damned. You know, now you're going to get a lot of it the next 2 days because me and Bogues got to compose ourselves. But let's let it rip. Let's have some fun. Let's reminisce. And let's enjoy the next month ride here, Bogues.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. You can follow Bogus on Twitter.
At MorazCBS.
I was going to say, you can no longer follow me at that. You can follow me at Sean Morash as per management. Thank you to everybody. Be good to one another. The Permission Granted Podcast disconnects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.